From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Pope Benedict XVI is delivering his traditional Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome under what is expected to be somewhat tight security following yesterday's embassy bombings there. The pontiff began the day by silently lighting a candle in his studio window overlooking St. Peter's Square, though heavy rains kept crowds to a minimum. Officials are also likely to keep a close eye on the crowd inside the Vatican. For the last 2 years, a woman wearing a red sweatshirt with a history of mental problems has lunged at the pontiff as he walked down the aisle. The pope was not hurt last year. However, a retired Vatican diplomat near the pope was knocked to the ground and suffered a broken hip. Outside Macy's in New York today, it is all about the last-minute shopping. After a somewhat dreary holiday shopping season last year, it appears shoppers are out in full force this year. Also adding to the last-minute rush, the fact that Christmas falls on a Saturday. Robert Franklin admits he saved everything till the last minute.
Just no time. No time. Too busy the other times. Weekends, we're always doing stuff. So last couple of days, running around.
Strong Christmas would help push many retailers into the black for the year. The National Retail Federation is already projecting holiday sales this year will be up 3.3% from last year to $451.5 billion. From Tennessee and the Carolinas through Georgia, much of the South could see a rare white Christmas. As Jim Burris reports from member station WABE in Atlanta, it would mark the first measurable Christmas Day snowfall the city has seen in more than a century.
Snow in Atlanta is rare, but you'd have to look all the way back to 1882 to find the city's last white Christmas. Even then, it was just a third of an inch. Forecasters say the city will likely see at least that much, possibly even 1 inch, as a powerful Arctic system moves through Saturday afternoon. With most grocery stores closed for Christmas, Atlantans stocking up on milk and bread are finding long lines at the checkout. And if the forecast holds true, travelers passing through Atlanta could encounter delays. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
Head of the Environmental Protection Agency says the EPA will move forward setting standards for greenhouse gas emissions. Tamara Keith reports.
Earlier this year, legislation to create a cap-and-trade program narrowly cleared the House and then failed in the Senate. Republicans called it cap-and-tax. Shortly after the midterm elections, President Obama made it clear his administration would find non-legislative ways to control global warming pollution. And now the EPA is following through, using its authority under the Clean Air Act. In a statement, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says the agency plans to take a measured approach and will start with setting greenhouse gas standards for fossil fuel power plants and petroleum refineries in 2011. Together, they account for about 40% of the greenhouse gas pollution in the United States. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In what is being called perhaps the largest military deal ever between a NATO country and Moscow, there's word of a major ship deal between France and Russia. Russia has agreed to buy at least two French-made Mistral-class assault ships valued at roughly $525 to $655 million apiece from a French consortium with eventual plans to possibly build additional ships in Russia. The Mistral can carry as many as 16 helicopters along with dozens of armored vehicles. The deal is expected to mean 1,000 jobs over 4 years in France. Russian Parliament begins consideration of the new START treaty today. Peter Van Dyke reports full ratification may not happen, though, until before the new year.
The State Duma voted overwhelmingly for the treaty. The ratification bill will now have second and third readings next year, with lawmakers taking time to fully consider the significance of the Senate resolution. Russia's foreign minister told the parliament that the treaty ensured Russia's security, but he criticized the Senate for painting Russia as the bad guy. The Russian parliament's final document may include language laying out Moscow's position on aspects of the treaty, particularly the link between strategic offensive capabilities and missile defense. The issue was one of the biggest sticking points in the negotiations, and Russian officials have threatened to withdraw from the treaty if they feel threatened by U.S. missile defense capabilities. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Day two of President Obama's Hawaiian vacation, though there's been some work along with all the play. Mr. Obama spoke to the Russian president about the START nuclear arms pact yesterday. The president also continues to get daily briefings. There is word he may sign the 9/11 first responders health care bill passed earlier in the week. However, there has been some downtime for the president as well. Mr. Obama has been to the gym, and he played a round of golf with friends. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.